It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it is time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. Thank you to our listeners. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo 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 Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm great. How's Mildred?
I'm great. Did you have a nice weekend?
Have a fabulous weekend.
I had a fabulous weekend also.
Yeah, and you know what today is, Mildred?
No, I do not.
Today is Keith Urban's birthday.
Oh, Keith Urban, yeah, quite a talent, huh?
Yeah, Lady Lynette thinks he's pretty cute.
As cute as Dwight Yoakam?
Well, no.
Okay, but it's Keith's birthday today, right?
Yeah, he was born in New Zealand, and then he grew up in Australia. He was born in 1967.
Oh, just a youngin.
Yeah, just a youngin. But that's his real name. You know, I like that.
Yeah, nice.
But I don't really know that much about him, but he's a really good musician. He sings really good and he's cute.
Yeah, he is, huh? He's all of those things.
Yeah, what else do you know about him?
Well, he started out, he was a session musician.
What's that, Mildred?
Well, a session musician, that's someone who just plays the instruments behind the, you know, the lead, the star in the front. I mean, Keith started out, you know, in the background as a session musician because he could play so many different instruments.
Yeah.
And in a session musician, you know, they jump around from band to band. They're not like a famous soloist or anything. And, you know, they can play music for advertising or, you know, in the theater. But, I mean, he plays the piano, the guitar, the bass guitar.
Like Farmer Tommy.
Right? Keith plays the mandolin and the banjo.
Oh, that's like our friend Bert. He could play all those instruments, the string instruments.
Oh, well, you've never talked about Bert coming over.
No, he doesn't come over. No, I don't know, but he's a really good musician.
Okay, so that's how Keith started out. And, you know, then he was in Australia and he did release an album with his name on it. You know, it did okay. It was in 1991 in Australia.
Yeah.
And then it went worldwide not till 2005, considered a country album.
Well, yeah, when he became successful, then they're going to, you know, promote the original. Yeah, I get it. That's cool. Yeah.
And then he came to the United States, and he was in a band called The Ranch.
Well, that's a good name for a band.
Yeah, yeah. And they released their one and only album in 1997.
Okay.
And, you know, it did okay.
Yeah.
But then he collaborated with a lot of other successful country musicians. So, you know, he played the lead guitar for the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Right. And then he played for some people, other famous people, Steel Magnolia, and he was on that album, and David Nail.
David Nail? That's a great name. I wonder if that's his real name, Mildred.
I don't know.
Could you look it up?
Not right now.
Okay.
But anyway, he became very successful, and he signed with the record company Capitol Record Company, and he's still with them today.
That's nice.
You know, and he's become very polished, and he's quite successful in the USA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then he did re-release that album that he did with the band called The Ranch, and it was titled Keith Urban in The Ranch.
What year was that, Mildred?
Well, the original was 1997 and the re-release was in 2004.
Yeah, nice.
So it was really successful because he was, you know, already an established performer, singer, songwriter, and his own, he became a record producer.
He is? Well, maybe he could produce the song that Lady Lynette wrote about her horse, Choya. You know all about Choya.
Oh, yeah, I knew Choya, the painting horse.
Well, he wasn't just a painting horse. He was an artist.
Right, and Lady Lynette wrote that song, Love Song, for Choya.
C-H-O-L-L-A. Yep, it's pretty big on the internet. It's a pretty good song, Love Song for Choya. She wrote it, and it's on the guitar, but... Yeah, maybe Dwight Yoakam. Now I got mixed up thinking Dwight Yoakam. Well, or Lionel Richie. Wait, I'm so confused right now.
I can tell.
Anyway, Keith Urban.
Okay. Regardless, Pinky, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, so let's go. He wrote this fabulous song. He wrote it not by himself. It's called... But for the Grace of God.
Mm.
And he wrote it with Charlotte Caffey and Jane Wiedlin.
Who are they?
They're women in the band called the Go-Go's.
Oh, yeah, the Go-Go's? You kidding me? Now, that's an all-girl band. They sing, they play all the musical instruments, the guitar, the drums, the piano, whatever. They play it all themselves. They don't have guys in the background playing the music and then they're up there front singing and then they call themselves an all-girl band. No, they're an all-girl band, the Go-Go's.
Okay, so Keith wrote a song with them and it big, big, big success. It was, they recorded it in 1999 and it was released in the year 2000. But for the Grace of God.
Okay, you gonna read the lyrics, please?
Okay, we'll do that. Here they are. I can hear the neighbors. They're arguing again. There hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting, it's so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently, I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, go I. I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around, and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh, Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. I can see that old man, he's walking past our door. I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor, 'cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently, I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God go I. I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh, Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Pinky, we have time here for a couple of quotes from Keith Urban.
Okay, yes, please.
And Keith said, life is a balance of holding on and letting go.
Go on.
And Keith said, I think it took me a while to convince Nashville that what I do is genuine and my heart's in the right place. And I love country music.
Sweet.
And here's one more from Keith. I love the beginnings of artists when all they've got is raw talent and nothing else.
There you go. Okay, well, happy birthday, Keith.
Yes, happy birthday, Keith.
I love you.
I love you.